So the other day, I'm hanging out with my family. We're just all hanging out, and my nephew's on the stairs, and he jumps down the stairs. Not all of them. He's not fucking Superman. He jumps down the last couple, you know? Boom. And his dad turns to me. He's like, "What are you doing?" And then my little nephew says, "Sorry." And he turns to me, and he's like, "You're not supposed to jump down the stairs. It's a sin." I'm like, what? Since when is jumping down the stairs a sin? Somehow I don't remember reading that in the Bible. Not that I'm taking my little nephew to task for not being a theologian. "You're 4 years old. Why don't you know the entire Bible? At your age, I was busy pooping myself." It's kind of like yesterday. But, since when was that in the Bible? "Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not jump down the stairs or tempt the wrath of God." You know, if that was the case, then I guess you better not commit adultery while jumping down the stairs. It's kind of a double whammy. I'm not quite sure how you would do that. I would guess that she gets down at the bottom of the stairs and, you know, opens up her legs. It's the sound her legs make when they open. Oil can! Dick can! Dickin' can! Apparently that's how a woman talks. She moves her legs. Apparently I don't know much about women, which would explain a lot, you can tell. And so she's at the bottom of the stairs with her legs spread, and, you know, you climb up the stairs, and you take off your pants, start whipping it in the wind. I do the best helicopter ever. Apparently this is how I jerk off. I'm scared! What is this thing? Why is there a snake coming out of me? I think it's a cobra! It's trying to spin at me! No! I need a mongoose! Does anybody have a mongoose? If I had a dollar for every time I said that, I'd have a lot of dollars. And mongooses. So I'm guessing, okay, you're on the stairs, and she's down at the bottom with her legs spread. And so I'm guessing then you propel yourself off the stairs and jump, and you're in midair, you'll be like, "Look out, baby, here I'm coming, I'm doing it. Here comes the Bonaplane trying to land in Vag Central Station." And hopefully you don't, you know, hurt her, and hopefully you don't break your boner. In other related news, recently I had to go to the emergency room for a broken boner. You have to get a little boner cast. Everybody's like, "You hard?" "No, it's boner cast. Broke my boner." They're like, "You were committing two sins at once, weren't you?" I'm telling God. Oh, he knows. He was there. He's everywhere. You know, some people say masturbation's a sin, and you know what I think? I think it's a good time. If any of you ladies agree, come on over, we'll have a masturbation party while I'm busy wrestling with my cobra. my garden snake. You know, and I'll bring the confetti, ladies. For some reason, no one ever takes me up on that. I'm not quite sure why. And you know what? Trust me, it's fucking hard work. It hurts like hell getting all that confetti in your dick hole. So later on, you can have a confetti party. You know, you need little tweezers. I mean, you need big tweezers. Fucking huge tweezers. Yeah, they're really big. You know, it's like, oh, this is going to be worth it tonight. This is going to be worth it tonight. She's going to be so surprised when I come confetti all over her face. It's going to be like a clown just jizzed on her. It's going to be like a birthday party assault in her face. But the truth is, though, you probably, you know, like, I'm never ever going to be able to actually use it. Because when you go to a bar, because that's like where you'd pick up a lady who'd probably let you confetti on her. You know, you're going to get some drinks. And drinks flow right through you. So you're going to end up in the bathroom and you're probably going to piss it all out into the bar toilet. And you're just going to be like, oh, this is like colorful kidney stones. Rainbows hurt out of my penis. And you're just going to shoot confetti all over the toilet in the bar restroom. And you're going to leave. And the next person to come in is going to think that either a clown or a unicorn had diarrhea all over the place. And maybe that did. Clownaria. Clownaria. That's the kind of gonorrhea a clown gets. Wah, wah. Oh, Chuckles is sad. He got clownaria. Told you need to stay away from that tramp, Trixie. She's let every clown put their horn in her. Meep, meep. I don't know if that's working on Trixie's boobs, or it's a clown horn, or it's a little of both. When you grab a clown's boobs, do they make that noise? Beep, beep. Is a clown's vagina like a clown car? You open it up and you see like 50 clowns come out. You're like, ugh, I'm not going in there. Those clowns smell kind of fishy. Oh,